the gospel of kingdom and disciples and teachers. There's only two Roman numerals, so maybe we can I'll read them together. The first Roman numeral. We need to follow the Lamb wherever he may go to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the whole inhabited earth for the propagation and development of the seed, the gene of the kingdom, to consummate this age. And Roman numeral 2. The heavenly king sent his disciple with his authority to disciple all the nations, make them the kingdom people for the establishing of his kingdom, which is the church today on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know this is the last message. So I take it as a really great conclusion of the whole series of the message.
Yes.
If we still remember what's the subject of this, right? Well, the subject of this series is living in the reality of the kingdom of God. And we end by preaching the gospel of the kingdom, right? And the discipling the nations. So as you can see from the outline, it spans 5 days, right? From day 1 to day 5, elaborating the first Roman numerals. So probably for the who made this outline, he's trying to emphasize what matter of the first Roman numeral, which is talking about what is the kingdom, what is the gospel of the kingdom, right? And second Roman numerals, from day 6, is talking about our exercise or practice,
right?
Lord sent us to disciple, to disciple all the nations. So particularly, I don't know, maybe Sans don't know, my background is a biochemist. I really appreciate the revelation here.
Yes.
Specifically one word, the gene.
Gene, amen.
Right? So, you know, when I was very young, I remember probably when I was like 7 or 8, I asked myself, what's the meaning of life? What make life? What's the meaning of life? And that's why I choose biology as my major, to study life, physical life. But here, I think Brother Lee, or I don't know when he got this revelation, he used the word gene to represent, to elaborate this kingdom life, right? So when we talk about a kingdom, we're talking about a realm which you're supposed to have that kind of life. And, you know, sometimes people ask, what make you you? If you don't know, you know, you don't have the revelation from the ministry or from the God, you think you might made by many different factors, your education, your background, maybe eventually by what you are, your gene, right? So I have a daughter. Good or bad, he inherited everything I have, right? Everything, my gene in there. You know, before I have a daughter, I think maybe gene only affected the appearance, the outward thing. But the more I raise her, I feel like so much he'll like me. It's inherited inside. Her personality, right? Her attitude, everything she inherited from me is in that gene. Unfortunately, we inherited this Satan gene when we were born, right? We were born in darkness with this old Adam's gene. However, when we get resurrected, we regenerate it. We transform into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We inherit a gene from God.
Amen.
That's where we start our journey. That's where we start, you know, this kingdom life. That's where we start. But it's just a seed. This seed needs to grow.
Right.
This seed needs to propagate.
Right.
This seed needs to be developed.
Amen.
So in the message, we see the kingdom, the gospel of kingdom is the issue of the church is the issue of the gospel of the kingdom.
Right.
Where's the preaching the seed into so many people, into their heart, refers to the heart as the soil, right? Our Lord Jesus referred our hearts to the soil. This seed grow. So today's church life is the issue of this kingdom, gospel of the kingdom. It's also the goal. It's the consummation. Right, we're talking about the millennium. We're talking about the new heaven, new earth. This is the goal of the gospel of the kingdom. So I think from the message, Brother Spurgeon is not, you know, urge us to preach gospel as an act, right? Just go outside and preach the gospel, tell people, you know, God as your savior to help them get regenerated, get them to be saved. That's not merely the burden here, right? The burden here is to know the good gospel is a high level gospel. It's not just the gospel of grace. It's not just telling people, hey, you need to repent. You need to receive the Lord and get saved. There is a development of this gospel. This is a high-level gospel, the gospel of the kingdom, which eventually will, you know, to help the people who saved to be able to disciple the nations.
Amen.
So in the Matthew, actually, here you can see the progression, right? So the Lord came, when he preached the gospel, he reveals that this kingdom is Christ himself, right? He himself is the kingdom. He preached himself as the seed to soil in us. So when we receive him, we receive him as the person into us.
Amen.
And then we start to knowing this person into us, start to listening to this person into us, start to live a life of this person. So the gospel we saw here is we receive God as the seed in us, and we preach him as the seed to others. So here, I really appreciate, you know, how the brother elaborates the ministry of the Lord.
Amen.
Right? When he ministered himself as the gospel of kingdom, he came as a physician. He came as a shepherd. He came as the Lord of the harvest.
Amen.
Right? When we talk about the kingdom, our natural concept is thinking about conquer. Natural concepts think maybe, you know, ministry or like discipling, right? But here, when Lord Jesus preaching the gospel of kingdom, he came at first as a physician to save us, to heal us, to recover us. So when we consider us to preaching the gospel, are we a physician? Are we a shepherd? Are we the Lord of harvest? You know? So here, when he established this, you can tell from the whole gospel of the four gospels, when he preached himself to the disciples, there's a progression. He helped those ones to see who himself is. He shepherded them very much. Eventually, I mean, he can disciple them. Right, when he goes to heaven at the end of Matthew, he discipled them to go out. So that's the gospel. We're not merely just help someone to know the gospel and help them baptize. That's just the beginning of the gospel. The gospel is the whole thing.
Yes.
We have to help them to receive the revelation. We also need to shepherd them. We also need to teach the truth to them. We also need to nourish them and cherish them.
Amen.
Until they are discipled, until they can do what we can do. That's the whole gospel, right? So the whole gospel is not just, you know, tell somebody when they get baptized. There's so many denomination today preaching that gospel. So many people got saved today, right? But what we are preaching here is the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
We want the one will grow. Once they save, they will grow until Amen. Into the kingdom.
Amen.
So lastly, I would just say, in the second Roman numerals, this is not just us, right? It's not ourselves doing this. To disciple his nation, to be baptized into the death of Christ, into Christ himself, into triune God, and into the body of Christ. This is not the work we are going to do. This is the work Lord is doing now, right? So I really touched, you know, at the end, when the Lord said he discipled all of the disciples to go out, he said, "I will be with you, right, until the end of this age," right? So when we go out, it's not us, it's not ourselves, it's the Lord Jesus go with us.
Amen.
If we want to experience Lord's going, if we want to experience his presence, we just need to go preach the gospel with him, So when we're shepherding people, we're not shepherding them by ourselves. Right. We're shepherding with the Lord. Yeah. Right? When we're teaching the truth, we're not talking about our own word. We're talking about with the Lord himself.
Amen.
He will be with us until the end of this age, when the consummation of this age.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the gospel kingdom. So I will stop here, and the saints will share your comments or your enjoyment from this. I think this is, although there's only two Roman numerals, but this is really a wonderful message, uplifting our revelation and also our experience.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe we can start from 3 minutes each.
Amen.
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 So the gospel of the kingdom must be declared to the whole inhabited earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is not simply the gospel of grace. Grace says, oh, you can enjoy the Lord if you just turn and he'll become your life. No, this is the king. The throne of God is from eternity to eternity. So the government of God, the kingdom of God is eternal. However, here it says in Mark 1:15, the time is fulfilled.
Amen.
The kingdom of God has drawn near.
Amen.
Repent and believe in the gospel.
Amen.
What is this talking about? Sorry, I'm supposed to start my timer. This is talking about sowing. The kingdom is in the heavens, but Satan has usurped the earth and set up his kingdom on the earth. So God's kingdom is eternal, but Satan's is temporary on the earth. So now the time is fulfilled. It's time for the kingdom to come down to the earth. And how? By sowing.
Amen.
By sowing.
Amen.
The Lord used the word to sow himself as the seed of the kingdom into our heart.
Amen.
Into our heart. So the beginning, the drawing near was so he could sow himself into us.
Amen.
So that we could become the members of his kingdom.
Amen.
The end of Matthew, that's the beginning of the gospel. The end is, all authority has been given to me. This is after his ascension, resurrection and ascension. Given to me in heaven and on earth, go and disciple all the nations.
Amen.
Well, this is, and it says, baptizing them into the triune God.
Amen.
So the beginning of the sowing is, he sows us, he sows himself as the word through his preaching and his teaching.
Amen.
And there's a seed in us growing.
Amen.
And then we're there at the end, there's the baptism. Go and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the triune God.
Amen.
So the complete step is believing and baptism. Believing and baptism. And this is for his ruling on the earth through our life.
Amen.
One more word. In the middle is harmony. Harmony. We go out in one accord. We go in harmony. So there's an example of harmony. So we need to fellowship and coordinate to be the proper body.
Amen.
Expressed on the earth, and the word to describe this is harmony.
Amen.
And the example is the Son cast out, Matthew 12:28 or 6? Anyway, whatever it is, he cast out the demons by the Spirit.
Amen.
So he didn't do things by himself, he did things by another, by the Spirit. We have to be the same way. This is harmony. So he did it, but he did it by, so like, if I cast out the demons, I do it, but it's really, I do it through James. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we've been reading, you know, all this entire book on the reality of the kingdom, right? Living in the reality of the kingdom of God. And so we've learned that the kingdom of God is a realm, right? It's a realm that God wants to reign, where he wants to establish his authority. And he has transferred us out of the kingdom of darkness, right? To bring us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Amen.
And what we're doing every day on the earth is learning to live in this kingdom.
Amen.
Because so many of us, we just learn to live in the other kingdom. And when we were so much a part of that kingdom, you know, our thoughts, everything that we think or we thought, you know, it's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Right.
And so, in actuality, you know, we're still learning, and we're going to be learning until the very end, right?
Amen.
To the consummation of the age.
Amen.
So this matter of the kingdom, you know, I always thought, oh, you know, I don't really know how to preach the gospel because, you know, the Lord says, you know, in Matthew, he tells us that in Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth,
right,
for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. But we know that the end, you know, that the building of the temple has to come. You know, there has to be a covenant. There have to be certain things that have to transpire for the Lord to return. But the gospel of the kingdom, sometimes we neglect. We know that people have preached, you know, the gospel all over the earth. The whole earth knows
Amen.
About Christ, right?
Amen.
But the kingdom is the realm. And so that when we actually preach the gospel, it's for bringing people, for bringing the sinners, and even other Christians, even believers, into the kingdom of God, right? To bring sinners into this realm, to be ruled by God.
Amen.
And so that's something that even ourselves, in our daily living, we need to be ruled under the Lord. We need to be living in this realm. Some, you know, we're in this realm a little bit here and there, but we're not really completely. You know, the Lord is teaching us and bringing us into that. And so we can speak to others so they can come in also and live. This is a matter of living a life, right? Our brother talked about the gene, right?
Okay.
This gene that's growing to eventually,
amen,
you know, be consummated.
Amen.
And so the Lord really wants this kingdom. Oh Lord, may He have mercy on us and cause us to drink and to live in this kingdom, to allow Him to keep us in this kingdom.
Amen.
I was very much touched by this sentence. We are being discipled from being a natural man to being a God man, living the divine life by denying our natural life according to the model of Christ as the first God man. So when I read it, I realize the reality actually is a matter of living. And a matter of living is really it's very difficult, you know, to abandon your nature, man. Like, when we were born, our daily life was shaped by our parents, by the culture, by the educational background. And this is all built in our nature, man.
Amen.
There's a good, there's a bad, it doesn't matter. But in a way, God look at it, this is just natural. Right. Now we are being brought into another realm and want to abandon denying all this is not an easy thing. I mean, day by day, if we don't concentrate on this matter of denying, ourself is never can be replaced by Christ. So to concentrate on this, that means your daily life, your eating, your talking, your watching, what you are watching, all this, especially this age, is bringing a lot of, you know, temptation to our young people. I don't know, because when I will grow up, I don't have that many temptation. We don't have internet. We don't have so many things.
Right.
In a way, it's a blessing. But it doesn't matter. This is still natural man. It doesn't matter that we are educational. We are, how do I say, that very high class in the society. It doesn't matter. You're high class, you're low class. In God's eye, it's all natural.
Right.
So in a way, I often feel very frustrated. But still, we have to believe the God is the one going to complete this. We have to deny ourselves and then live in the way of the God man.
Amen. Here at one point in this outline, it says that God's goal is the full development of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So in the New Testament, you see this kingdom, in a sense, in three stages in the Gospels. You see the sowing of the seed of this kingdom.
Amen.
And in particular, the Lord, everything that he did was for the kingdom. You know, whether it was teaching the truth, casting out the demons, he did this all for the kingdom. You know, and as our brother Tom shared in Matthew 12:28, the Lord shared that he didn't do it by himself, but what he did was he did everything by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And so for us, you know, we need to be brought into that continuation of the Lord as our pattern. As we are his continuation, as we are preaching the gospel, we would not even do it of ourselves. We would do it together in the body. You know, our preaching needs to be brought even from merely, you know, us taking care of someone just by ourselves to shepherding them in a corporate sense, right, with others. So we need to take this way that the Lord set before us. And then in the epistles, you see the growth of this kingdom. Right? And finally, in Revelation, the Lord will have the full harvest. And I just appreciate what was taking place in the epistles. It was this seed that had been sown in the Gospels. It was growing. It was spreading, and it was growing in the believers. So you can say that as we're preaching the gospel, we also need to help the believers to grow in life. This is what you see in 1 Corinthians 3. Paul said that he planted, Apollos watered. This was for the kingdom of God, for the growth of this seed in the believers.
Amen.
And so there's a verse in Colossians 1, 28, oh Lord, which Paul says, even in the corporate sense, he says that they corporately announce Christ, admonishing every man and teaching every man, that they may present every man full grown in Christ.
Amen.
And so this was the burden of the apostles, right? They didn't do it out of themselves. They did it corporately together, and teaching every man so that they would grow in Christ. Amen. I'll stop there.
Amen.
look at the object of this book is living in the reality of the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. When I read this, I think this is so big, living in the reality of the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. How can I match him in order to live in the reality of the kingdom of God? Mm-hmm. I don't think I am and I am capable if by myself. Not at all. Because my flesh is so weak and very sinful. But this is God's will. And there must be a way. So this week the topic is preaching the gospel of the kingdom and discipling the nations. So this is from one personal individual to a whole nation. So this is God's will. God doesn't just want one, just me, myself, or you. God wants the whole nation. And but then how? As brother, everyone also has already shared. We need to. This is on day six. We need to go. I when I read the verses, there are a few verbs that's very strong. Go and disciple and baptizing and also teaching. So we need to go. First, we need to go, disciple them, brother. Share. We need to and then baptize them, and then teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am. This is very encouraging. I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age. Amen. We are not doing this by ourselves. God is with us, as brother mentioned. And how to disciple them and baptize them disciple them, baptizing them, teaching them. We are on the negative side. It is terminate our old life, and on the positive side, to germinate them and us with new life, the eternal life of the triune God for the body of Christ.
Amen.
Christ has set a very excellent example. He never he spoke was not of his word. Or how often that I say things is from myself, my own will. But he denied it. And he never did anything out of himself.
Amen.
So just one last thing. Brother Nee wrote something on his Bible. He wrote, I ask nothing for myself, but I ask everything for God, for Christ.
Amen.
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 I think the way is deny ourselves, bearing our cross.
Amen.
Amen. With Christ. Amen.
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 In day one, it says, what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is actually the God-man, Jesus Christ,
yes.
Sown as a seed into his believers.
Amen.
After this seed has been sown into them, it will grow in them.
Amen.
And eventually develop into a kingdom.
Amen.
So, and then in day six, you see the matter like a sister shared about, the natural man. It comes back. We are being discipled from being a natural man to being a God man.
Amen.
Living the divine life by denying our natural life according to the model of Christ as the first God man. We should live such a life according to the model of Christ and as the first God man. You know, Saints, I've been listening to Brother Dean sharing in the bigger training of the crystallization of Romans. And he said that the highest point in the gospel of God is the God-man.
Amen.
And then he referred to the verse in Romans 6, verse 4. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. So on the one hand, we need to see that we have been buried with Christ through baptism into his death. Okay, the old man is dead, buried, and we have been raised with Christ through the glory of the Father into his resurrection, Christ's resurrection. So then Brother Lee shared to the trainees, he said, so then what should we do? He said, we should walk in the newness of life. And if you look at that verse and all the neighboring verses, definition of walking in newness of life is to be an organic union with Christ in our spirit in resurrection. That's how to live in the reality of the kingdom, and that's what we need to preach to disciples.
Amen.
We enjoy the message 3 that also mentioned about the seeds. Still remember the Matthew 3. He said, Mark chapter 4. So he said, so it is the kingdom of God. As if a man casts seeds on the earth, and sleeps and rises night and day, and the seeds sprout and the land. That in that message mentioned about the seeds, Brother Lee mentioned about the seed means a life start growing. But in this chapter, we come to the whole consummated the end of the message A. When they talk about the seeds, Brother Lee translate to that brother mentioned to the point. Gee. Wow. Seeds during the message 3 talk about life. Just talk about the beginning. But when we talk to the consummation, come to the, right now mentioned in Matthew chapter 28, go to, you know, that we talk about the kingdom life. And the beginning of the church life, the church life bring into the kingdom life. So the day 4, that the message he said, in his kingly ministry for the established of his heavenly kingdom in the stage of his incarnation, the Son as the center of the divine Trinity was altogether not by himself, for himself, not by himself, and for himself, and to himself. Wow, wow, wow. Whatever he did was by the Spirit of God, and for the kingdom of God and the Father. So during this time, you see the consummation. It's the consummation. They talk about the consummation. And I also touched, these messages are a little bit different. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This week is mentioning about the gospel of the kingdom. We as Christians not only need to preach the gospel, as gospel of grace only. Gospel of grace, we need to preach, to preach this one, because it's that is sowing the seed into the unbelievers. What is the seed? And like Brother mentioned, the seed is the God-man. God has already incarnated and resurrected. It's become God-man. He is not only divine, but is also divine and human being. That is become the seed. And then after preaching the gospel of grace, who believe and repent can receive God and have eternal life, we need to preach the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is not only
to preach person to become a believer, but it's to become a disciple.
Amen.
How to make people become a disciple? Disciple is mentioned here. Disciple is to make the seed grow.
Amen.
The seed grows, become the stem.
Amen.
And become the blade. Grow the blade. After that, grow the ear. And then finally become the full growth of grain. Full growth of grain is kind of food, right? Grain is for us to feed the others. That is the full growth. It's become the full grain. It's become food to supply the body for the building up of the church. And here also mentioned that when we preach the gospel of the kingdom, we need to be like the Lord. We need like to be like a physicians. Physician here is mentions that all of us are ill. None of us are healthy. We need Christ. We're in the growing, in the transformations. We are not. We might not be able to live 24 hours a day in the spirit, but we are growing together. And then we need also to become the shepherd. Shepherd is means to bring the sheep into the field that has grass.
Right.
The grass is Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. And then God mentioned is the Lord of harvest. He's mentioning that we need to send the workers to trust the harvest. Oh, and also, brother mentioned in this message is when we preach the gospel of the kingdom, it's not for ourselves.
Right.
When we preach, it's not for our glory. It's not telling the people how good I am, how I'm glorious, is for the glory of God.
Amen.
Oh, this is, Lord Jesus, may all of us become the preaching the gospel of higher gospel. Not only gospel of grace, but also the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Why we need to preach the gospel of the kingdom? There is a goal. That is one sentence. It's to hasten Lord's coming back.
Amen.
And if there is no full grain, the Lord will not. If when we go to the field, when we saw the wheat is not full grain, God will not send the workers to sickle out or to collect the harvest.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have any enjoyment or any, some of the young working saints and college students, you have your weekly college meeting. If you have any enjoyment, any anything that touches you, don't feel like this is out of place. Yeah.
Hey, I just share a bit what I enjoyed this week, and out of all of everyone sharing, I really appreciate, you know, how, of course, we need the gospel of grace, right? But furthermore, we need the gospel of the kingdom. But it's just, even when the Lord, right, when he was on the earth, everything he did was not for himself, but it was for the will of the Father.
Amen.
And the verse that a brother brought out earlier that I really appreciated was 1 Corinthians 3:6, right? Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. So everything the Lord did, you know, in him, when he casted out demons, when he healed people, when he brought people to from death to life, you know, it was not for himself, but it was for the Father.
Amen.
Right? He was so filled with life and one with the Father that he did not need to do much. He did not need to strain himself, but he just needed to speak a word, and the thing happened. Right? So, and it was because, right, he was one with the Father, and he had the vision, right? The vision, not just the gospel of grace, but the gospel of the kingdom. You know, to bring people into this kingdom. So, you know, I think I just overall really am touched that, you know, we need to have this full realization, right? Not just the gospel of grace, but of the kingdom. To live this kingdom life. Not even just as we are, you know, together in our corporate experiences, right? But even when we are, when we're alone, right? When we're not with the saints, you know. If I'm like, you know, in the office or something, you know, actually I need to be still one with the body, right? In everything I do, everything I say, and even every thought I entertain. But that's what it means, right? To be one with the body, right? It means in all situations, in all things. To have this vision of the kingdom, that we are living the kingdom life, not just when we are together, but even as we are living alone in other environments. But personally, I think I've been very touched by this week, the matter that of just having the vision of the kingdom and living the kingdom life in all matters, in all situations. Amen.
Sorry, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
On day 5 says we should not feel shameful when we preach the gospel. I have to admit that sometimes when I preach the gospel, I have question mark whether this person will listen, will he be saved? No, or I'm scared. You know, when we're in Singapore, we knock the door and preach the gospel. People just slam the door on me, on your face. So all this, we need to remember to preach the gospel is a glorious thing.
Amen.
And we know the red horse, black horse, gray horse is running, but the white horse is racing.
Amen.
Those who preach the gospel become the riders of the white horse.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to fellowship to this week's message. This week's message, actually, I think it's to me, it's very challenging because preach gospel is not an easy thing. You think about it, if you want to change how the people think, you know, how the people, like, you know, has been thinking, like, almost all his or her life. You know, it's very hard to change people's opinion, right? If you talk to somebody, you know, it's very hard to change. So I think it's very challenging. And if I look at my experience, like, I've been Christian for 30 years. So this preaching gospel is like, by all means. So some people are very good at talking, but some people are very good at living. They're both important. They're both important. You know, if you think about the successful preaching the gospel, for example, Paul. If you read the Bible, you know, Paul traveled a lot. He basically, you know, traveled, go to the, you know, Macedonians, go to different things. He traveled a lot. He was being with the people, physically being there, and he talked about God's truth. So both things are very, very important. Now you look at the history, the missionary, they opened the hospital, they've been there. Right? Hudson Taylor. He physically was from England to Shanghai or to China. He was there. And he also taught, you know, God's truth. So I think, the back of the thing, behind the scene is a prayer, right? I think the prayer, the God is the, you know, fundamental in doing all these things. And the prayer, by prayer, God, you know, moves people. We use people different function to preach gospel. I think nowadays this principle still holds. We need to pray. We need to pray to God and to give us the guidance, the wisdom, the strength to preach gospel. And we also need to utilize all the members of the body by their gift and then preach gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This whole series of message, right, living in the reality of the kingdom of God, you know, starts with the divine species, right, which is concerning the life, and ends at this preaching the gospel of the kingdom and disciple the nations. In Roman numeral 1, it really tells us that the preaching of the kingdom of God is really sowing the seed. Right, letting the seed to develop, and eventually there is a consummation, there is a reaping of the seed. So the whole, you can say the kingdom, the development of the kingdom is the related to the life, right? You know, and the life is within the seed. And the Lord himself, he said, right, when he was on the earth, he said, you know, kingdom is among you. He is actually the kingdom. And he actually, you know, is the kingdom seed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And today he's continuing to sowing the seed, right? He's first sowing the seed into the disciples, you know, throughout the centuries, right? You see this, you know, many, many, people actually believe into the Lord. So the seed has been sown into them. And today we're at this, you can say this is the last age, right? If you look at the surrounding, you know, all the world situation, everything. Everything is towards what the Bible prophecy is pointing us to, right? So in this last age, God really loves people, right? He wants, his heart is wants everyone to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. And today we know this full knowledge is the kingdom, actually, you can say, right? What is the goal of the church? And what is the goal of saving people is to bring God's kingdom,
amen,
right?
Amen.
And, you know, making all these people, the sinners, to be sons of God, and then form the local church. And the church
is, you know, the real, the genuine church is the kingdom, right? And actually the goal of the church is to bring the kingdom, the realization of the kingdom. So I really appreciate this whole, you know, series of message, right? On one hand, it tells us these visions, and on the other hand, it also really tells us how to live in the reality of the kingdom. So we need to, I mean, I just go back a little bit, you know, in terms of the right, today is a, you can do a short reviewing, right? It started with the divine species, right? The kingdom of God is the realm of the divine life and the divine species. And then we need to live a hidden life, right? Just following our Lord's example, His pattern, right? In a showy way, but actually, you know, always be with the Father. Because we know that, right? Brother and sister also brought up this you know, we cannot live a kingdom life by our natural life. So we really need to have a hidden life with the Father. Amen. And we also need to exercise the kingdom, especially the keys, right? The two keys, you know, to really shut up the gates of the Hades. Right, to deal with the self, to deny ourself, and to lose our soul life. So we actually see both sides, right? You know, I like our brother at the beginning brought out this matter of genes, right? We have this bad genes inside, right, which is from Satan when our ancestor Adam and Eve when they actually took the fruit, they actually let the bad gene to come into them. This is the starting the fall of man. But praise the Lord, He has planted the good gene in us, right?
Amen.
The gene of the kingdom. Amen. So we also need to be watchful, right? So, you know, in the previous week, we saw that we need to really fight the spiritual warfare, right?
Right.
Be watchful in life. This is the spiritual warfare to fight for the kingdom. So we have this good gene and a bad gene. We need to really, you know, need to let this good gene to develop in us, right? To really overcome the bad gene has caused, the damage, which is our natural man. Oh Lord, and also we need to cooperate with the Lord. Actually, I really, in fact, this week's message, it starts with. Revelation 14:4, it says to follow the Lamb wherever He may go, right? This is not just talking about preaching gospel. I feel like this is much deeper. This is like actually following the Lamb wherever He goes. If the Lamb, right, today the Lamb is on the white horse, right? Brothers and sisters brought up. He's on the white horse. We need to be one with Him on the white horse. And I believe that when the Lord comes, right, during His second coming, He will come with the overcomers, right? And the way He actually to defeat the enemy is through what? The sword that come out of His mouth, right?
Amen.
And we know the sword is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. So today we need to be in this Word. Praise the Lord that He gave us, you know, put us in this ministry, and you know, through the rich speaking, we all really need to have this aspiration and desire to be equipped with the truth, right?
Amen.
To really be, you can say, to put on the whole armor of God, and really to be constituted with the truth. So then one day. And today, actually, the gospel preaching is actually becoming an exercise, right? It's like, you know, you have all these military drills, right? You know, if they don't have these kind of drills, they don't know how to fight. So today, actually, the gospel preaching, we can say it's also our military drill, right? So one day, you know, a lot of times, yes, we may be a little timid, or, I mean, I think all these soldiers, right, in the military, they probably also get, you know, sometimes they have these fears, and I think this is all very natural. But we not looking at ourselves, right?
Amen.
We look to the Lord. I think this is the key as a Christian. You know, we're not looking at ourselves. And whenever we look at ourselves, our flesh is weak. So that's why we need to pray. And the prayer is what? We look to the Lord, right?
Amen.
And I always also look, you know, listening to, recently I was, you know, reading into the Romans, life study. You know, we have these laws within us, right? You know, and the only law that can overcome, right, the law of death, the law of sin and death, is the law of the Spirit of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, saints, we do not need to look at ourselves, right? Whenever we look at ourselves, we're weak. We can just fall, right? Even when we preach gospel, we don't look at ourselves, right? You know, we wanted to follow the Lamb wherever we are, right? Wherever he goes. Amen. The Lamb may be, you know, if we're having this life, right, this prior life with the Lamb, the Lamb will actually lead us, right? You know, maybe he'll lead us to our relative, right? Maybe our coworker, maybe our neighbor. No, we don't know, right? Maybe our classmate, right? So we just need to be really follow the Lamb wherever he goes, right? Amen. Maybe the Lamb will send us to somewhere. We don't know, right? But we need to really be one with him, right? Amen. Oh, Lord. So all these messages, you know, this is actually the last message, right? All these living a hidden life and everything is, at the end, is actually to bring the kingdom of the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Son of Beloved.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we really have this live in the reality of the kingdom life.
Amen.
To really be cooperate with him to bring the kingdom. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
The focus of this week is on two things. Preach the gospel and discipling the nation. Preach what gospel? The kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
Unless you and I are kingdom people, you cannot preach the kingdom of God as gospel. Unless you are the disciple, and you cannot discipling the nation. You have to be clear. I have to be clear. The kingdom of God as a seed is for a specific aspect of gospel.
Amen.
In Matthew, we were told, unless the kingdom of gospel preach out to the remotest part of the earth, the end will not come. So, the preaching of the kingdom of gospel is for that aspect. But we, as Christians, we are often told we need to preach gospel. Right? But I will ask saints, preach what gospel? To preach what as gospel? If we don't know what the gospel content, how can you preach gospel? And in the book of Acts, it tells specific this nine aspect that we should preach as gospel. It says we should preach Lord Jesus as gospel. We should preach Jesus as Christ as gospel.
Amen.
And we should preach the name of Jesus Christ. Name of Jesus Christ as gospel.
Amen.
And then of course it has the word of God, the kingdom of God, and even the peace as the gospel. It has a nine items mentioned that we need to preach that as gospel. We need to preach even the blessing, promise of God
Amen.
As gospel.
Amen.
And we need to preach the grace of God as gospel.
Amen.
Even to preach Jesus and resurrection as gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what? Do you know why I have to mention all those nine items? If we don't know that, we do not know how to meet people's need. You can't just go to the people and just pound him we so-called gospel. Look at how the Lord Jesus preached gospel as gospel. Right? We know there's so many examples. When he came to that Samaritan woman, how he preached gospel to her. He quenched her thirst. After preaching the gospel, we have to immediately follow discipling the nation. It's like you sowing the seed to people's heart. You need to what? Shepherd. Watering. Discipling the nation is to teach the divine truth so that seed can grow.
Amen.
Amen. So I hope you see these two items. They are connected together. Preaching the gospel is for them to be disciples, as the even the disciple, you know, when they are on the earth following Jesus. You know, those 12 disciples, they only do one thing: following Jesus. We need to be in the reality of the disciple.
Amen.
To follow Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
But we are more blessed than them. We have this Jesus now in us.
Amen.
We need to follow him.
Amen.
By being one with him.
Amen.
And he will lead us. He will teach us how to speak, how to behave, even how to cooperate with him.
Amen.
For that reason that we need to exercise.
Right.
Amen.
Right. And then we hope some of us will be rise up to pray. To pray that God's kingdom come.
Amen.
Like I say, unless you and I are kingdom people. And of course, if you want to be a kingdom people, you need to live in the reality of Matthew 5, 6, 7. You know, 5, 6, 7 of Matthew, it talks about the kingdom people's constitution. Mention about the kingdom people's nature.
Yes.
Mention about people, kingdom people's righteous deed. Mm. And then, of course, mention about how kingdom people deal with others.
Amen.
Don't judge.
Yes.
Forgive to others.
Amen.
If you judge, you and I will be judged.
Yes.
If you don't forgive, you and I will not be forgiven.
Right.
And then the kingdom people, what is their ground of their working and living on the earth?
Amen.
Is to what? Building up something. Every day you and I are building something. And at the end of chapter 7, Matthew, right? There are two kinds of building. One is building on the solid rock. But one is building on the what? Sand. And when the earthquake hit, wow! Right? This earthquake just happened, right?
Right.
Guess what happened? A high rise, tall, collapse because what? Foundation is problem. May we be reminded, saints, living in the reality of kingdom.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Continue speaking out to us.
Amen.
You are the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you, you are a good pattern.
Amen.
You are our doctor, physician, healing our soul.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you're the shepherd.
Amen.
Continue shaping the sea.
Amen.
Oh, you are the Lord of the harvest.
Amen.
Continue working on your obligation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right, Lord.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for the seeds that you have sown into our hearts.
Amen.
May your seeds grow in us.
Amen.
To the full grain.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this kingdom seed.
Amen.
Grow in us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, make us also the sowers, Lord. Sow the seed of the kingdom.
Amen.
May your kingdom come.
Amen.
Your will be done.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we pray that your kingdom will come.
Amen.
As the end is near.
Amen.
We pray that we will be watchful and sober.
Amen.
And to be one with you.
Amen.
Living in the reality of kingdom.
Amen.
Preaching the kingdom as the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Right.
Next week, Lord.
Amen.
Pray you would live in us.
Amen.
Living as the kingdom people.
Amen. Amen.
Living of the in the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
Cooperating Amen. With you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Oh, that we live by the Lord.
Amen.
Or walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
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 Thank you.